1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. You can call us 0457 736 736. I've got a busy week coming up, Sats. I've got, today is my dad's birthday, so happy birthday, Dad. It's my younger brother Joey's birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Joey. We've got Mother's Day.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And my sister's birthday on the 12th.
Wow.
Yeah, it is chockers. Helter skelter.
Hey, how did you, I didn't ask you, Sugar. You were away last week.
Yes.
With touch footy commitments with your kids.
Yeah, so they have these regional tournaments where, you know, so my kids were representing the team, which would be the Sharks, the Dragons, the Roosters, and Bankstown's involved in that.
And what are they called?
They're called the Rebels.
Rebels,
Sydney,
okay.
Rebels.
Yep.
So what, they all went up to Orange. It was magnificent weather, fantastic scenes out there, and some of the skill you see from these young kids. So anyway, the idea is that you're trying to, win the, there's six different regions from all over New South Wales. You're trying to win that, but then, B, you're trying to make the stateside, which is a merit team. So anyway, we had some good news. Our eldest daughter, Reese, she made her first ever New South Wales team. So
good
she was
stuff.
Picked, yeah, she's very, very quick like a mother, and she scored many tries, etc. But so that was great news for us and the family. But as I said, I was explaining to Nash, my young son, I said, mate, it's a merit team. He said, what's a merit team? I said, well, they did it with Google last year with the Kangaroos. You know, it's a team that's picked that you don't actually play any games. So when he found out that he missed out in the New South Wales merit team, he said, Dad, so I'm definitely not in the team. I said, no, mate, you've missed out this time, but that's okay. And he said, do you reckon I'm a chance of being shadow? I said, mate, I said, the idea of a shadow reserve is a backup. Now, I've never heard of a player pull out of a merit team, right? So, have you?
No.
So I said, mate, it's very unlikely that someone will say, no, sorry, I'm unavailable for the merit team. Please don't announce it. So, but look, it was a fantastic weekend. And I keep saying this, and Gibbo, Fletch laugh at me about this. However, I'm watching these kids play, right? And there's this wrong stereotype about touch footballers, and I say, oh, you. I'll suggest you should be watching these players because they are so skillful. The skill is unbelievable. And they'll say, oh, yeah, but touch footballers can't tackle, which is the biggest load of crap because some can't tackle, yes, because they don't play tackle football. However, Ryan Pappenhausen, Brimson, Callum Ponga, I think their tackling
is all okay. Benji Marshall, Scott Prince, Sean Johnson.
I think their tackling is all okay.
Yep.
Right? So I can't believe that I went to this tournament and the skill that I saw, and I didn't see one representative from a club or manager out there watching it. It is... We go through rugby league, we have various trends. You know, we'll have people going over to Fiji. We'll have them going over to, you know, other areas, for et cetera. They've got to get to these touch football tournaments.
It's funny phenomenal. Because Touch Australia and the NRL have got a tremendous relationship as well.
That's right. That's exactly right. Friday frustrations, people who congregate in doorways, gateways, bottom of stairs and escalators, Daz of the Dragon, yes. What about this one? Friday frustration, the servo dude... not turning the fuel on when filling up your car.
Yes.
Because he's filling the shelves. Trent from Newcastle.
Trent, so frustrating.
Yeah.
And you're doing that look where you've got the thing in your hand off the bowser, and you're looking at the window and you can't see anyone in it, and you don't know what facial expression to throw. You don't know where they're looking at. Go, look at this idiot waiting for me to just push one button.
Is there a couple of tickets there for Trent to the rugby, do you think?
Yep. Absolutely.
A couple of tickets. There you go. We do appreciate that. So he's won a couple of tickets to see the Crusaders take on the Waratahs in the Trans-Tasman Cup, is it?
I think you're getting
out. May 29th at Wynn Stadium.
Yes.
You're getting outvoted also in relation to the chocolate.
Yeah, I haven't been reading those.
Controversial.
Sorry, Joel. Chocolate has to be in the fridge. Unfortunately, though, it does seem to melt quicker when it gets out of the fridge. So that actually refutes the claim that you eat warm chocolate, room temperature chocolate, because it melts. That's it actually melts quicker when it's cold.
Correct. Sorry, Joel. Impatient people on a plane are first-class A-graders. We had one come through yesterday, actually. Shane, who's a loyal listener of the program, he wrote, I want to give a Z-grader nomination, and he saw a lady called Martina Jewell. Mm. Have you heard of Martina Jewell?
No.
If you've seen Martina Jewell, now Martina Jewell is a major in the Army.
Yep.
And was serving in Lebanon, and she tells this fact, like she's a wonderful keynote speaker. If you're after a keynote speaker, this young lady, Martina Jewell, and her story where she's in a compound and she just leaves the compound and the compound is absolutely blown up. She loses mates. It's a fascinating story. And I meant to read that out yesterday, Shane, so apologies for that. So an A grade is a pork chop. A Z grader for us is an absolute U-Butte person. And that was a good nomination, by the way. Belatedly, I've read it out, though, Shane, for Martina Jewell. Good nomination there. Hi, guys. My frustration is that South haven't re-signed Adam Reynolds yet. I'd like to know what is South's record without Reynolds since his debut. He makes the team play better. I'm pretty sure if he played last night, we would have been more competitive. What's your read on that?
Can I say, with Adam Reynolds being out, I'm sure the South Sydney Rabbitohs would have sat back and gone, you know what, perfect time. Let's throw young Dean Hawkins in there. Yep. Let's give Ilias a go. Let's give Blake Taff a go. And here's a really good opportunity for possibly 3 weeks for them to get the fire in their face.
Yes.
Dean Hawkins did a couple of pretty good things last night, individual things. But it could work in Adam Reynolds' favour, being out, that if they're not as fluent as what we normally see the South Sydney Rabbitohs,
yeah.
And he gives them so much, he's so calculating with his kicking, he gets his team on the front foot, he changes momentum, there's so much about his game. When he frees it, when they have the score they've tried on the left-hand side, it's all about Cody Walker and the speed that he brings. Watch what Adam Reynolds does when he gets the ball. He runs into the teeth of the defence straight, he stops the defensive line, fires a beautiful pass to Cody Walker, who's on the run, heading towards the corner post. Straight away, Reynolds is the one that creates the overlap.
Yeah.
Now, him being out, I think, could work in his favour, because I think South Sydney may sit back and say, you know what, maybe we've pulled the trigger too early on this. Maybe we do need to have him here for 2 years, and maybe we need to maybe play him for 60 minutes and then bring on one of the young players to try and shut the game out and get used to playing NRL, whatever it may be. Because last night, would have they won the game? Well, we don't know. But what we do know is that they would have been far more competitive purely through the kicking game.
Absolutely. But I tell you what, have I don't know if I've met or heard of a player that timing has been better.
Mm.
Like, there is a lack of halfbacks at the moment. There are clubs who are desperate for a halfback at the moment. Have you come across a player whose timing, as far as when you're selling something, which is he's selling his services,
yep,
right now, it is unbelievable. And you throw in a 50-blot scoreline with him being absent. The timing is unbelievable for Adam.
It just raises the stakes, yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to catch up with Chris Nelson later. I'm going to share with him a tip. Ironically, there's a horse being tipped tomorrow in Adelaide. Race 6,
yep,
number 7,
mm-hmm,
Reynolds. That's the horse.
Well, Reynolds. Kura Kane won today, beat your horse.
Yes.
So let's jump on the names. Reynolds tomorrow.
Reynolds tomorrow. With everyone saying...
Will it have short, stumpy legs? Like, is it a little bit like a Shetland?
Yes. Yes, it is. With everyone saying that the Bunnies are out of the premiership race after conceding 50 points in the regular season, and no team in history has won a premiership after doing so, does that mean the Tigers are still alive, only conceding 40 points,
yes,
twice so far? Go the Tigers. Mark from New Zealand. New Zealand Tiger, rather, in Oz. Thank you, Mark.
Good point.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Another Friday frustration from California. Every American I meet, they want me to throw another shrimp on the barbie. Guess what? No Aussie has ever said that. Stop paraphrasing Paul Hogan from the 80s. Maddie from Cali.
We don't have shrimps, do we? Do we have shrimp? We don't have shrimp, do we?
No, we don't have shrimp.
Bubba Gump.
100%. Joel, touch footy is another pathway into the NRL. I totally agree with that one. Big game coming up tonight, Sats.
Yep.
The Eels taking on the Roosters. First question.
Yep.
Do you believe the Eels are legitimately,
yes,
a title threat? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I think the last 2 years, I think with a lot of people, I'm not Robinson Crusoe there, but I think a lot of people have expected to be there first week of October. I think this year probably more than any year, and I'm probably saying that now because they haven't made it the last 2 years, but the reason why I think they are a genuine premiership threat is, we talk about the importance of goal kicking.
Yeah.
They've got a genuine goal kicker.
Yes.
They've got stability in the halves.
Yep.
They've been able to replace Michael Jennings with Tom Opacek, who was playing tremendous footy. Isaiah Papali, he's been one of the best signings, off-season signings at any club.
Yep.
And I like the maturity of Reid Marnie's maturity's game.
Yep.
Got more attack in his game other than just being a player that makes 55 tackles. And Junior Paulo's maturity as well. So I'm seeing all these signs that says to me that they're, and you talk about timing. Timing is everything.
Yep.
They've got all these key players that are just getting to the ripe age where you mature. And I don't know whether there's other responsibilities off the field that have made them become more mature in their game and their decision-making. But Parramatta, to me, are a team that have matured at the right moment with key players in their side. And I think this is a real threat.
I totally agree with that. The only thing that I can't get my head around is I'm not certain, and I actually like both these players on their own right, but I'm not certain that I could see Dylan Brown with Mitchell Moses winning a premiership. Mm. In my head, I feel as though they need to maybe make Dylan a 14, Mitchell Moses with Gutho at 6, as the Raiders did with Jack Whiten, and they need a classy fullback. That's what I think is the only missing piece of the puzzle. Like if you had Gutho at 5'8", Moses at halfback, and insert blanket fullback.
Yep.
I think that wins your comp.
You and I agree on a lot of things. Yeah. I feel as though that even though Clint Gutherson has so much involvement when he pushes up into the front line, I think his deception at 5'8", and his ability to steer the team around a lot more and just take that extra pressure off Mitchell Moses, who is quite evidently, and there's nothing wrong with this, that he's not a player that wants to have those responsibilities. You talk about touch players.
Yeah.
He wants to be a player that just jumps around the field, a little bit unorthodox like Sam Walker. He wants to be able to play every play differently and not to be able to be tied down. So Gutho at 5'8", I think, enables the team still to play to some sort of structure and let Mitchell do what he wants to do. But I agree with you at the fullback position. Who that is, not quite sure. Is Wonga Blake a fullback? Don't know what his conditioning and his ability to run those kilometres. He's a little bit like Stephen Crichton. You and I believe that Stephen Crichton would always make a good fullback if told that he was going to play there full time. I think Wonga Blake's like that as well. Big body when he's bringing the ball back, like Latrell. When there's no break in the defensive line on a kick chase, you create one just through your sheer size and physicality. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Can I ask you this as we look ahead to tonight? Now, this is not a comparison, so just calm down. But what I'm about to say is this. Everyone's talking about Harry Grant, and rightly so, because he's a fine, fine player. However, and I said this last year, and people scoffed at me. I said in the next 12 months, this fellow will be in the mix for the Queensland side, which he probably would be the Queensland hooker, if not for Harry Grant. Reed Marnie's played 64 NRL games.
Yep.
Could you build a case, and it's hard now because you know the career that Cameron Smith had, but could you build a case that Reed Marnie's first 64 games were better than Cameron Smith's first 64 games? And could he have a career that is... I'm not comparing him to Cameron Smith.
No.
Could he potentially have a better career than Harry Grant, Reed Marnie?
No.
You don't think so?
No. And again, I'll say that respectfully, just because of the extra skills that Harry Grant has in his arsenal. But Reed Marnie will play a lot of NRL, will play a lot of Origin.
Yeah.
Whether it's through injury, suspension, whatever it may be to Harry Grant, who's going to play. Harry Grant will play, he'll play 30 Origin matches.
Yeah.
But there's going to be times where he can't play. Reed Marnie will play a lot of, I think he'll play a lot of Origin matches, Reed Marnie.
I reckon he's got the best kick. He's got the closest kicking game I've seen to Cameron Smith.
What about how low he keeps the ball?
Yeah.
Drop punt, keeps it low, drags it down to his foot and doesn't release it till the last moment. And a lot of the AFL players will tell you, you've got to drag the ball down as far as you can with that one hand before you release it to keep that very limited height off the ground, not be like a Sydney Harbour Bridge, easy to get to.
Yep.
He's tremendous. And he always picks his times really well, Reed Marnie. When you ask that question about his 64 games, would it be better than Cameron Smith? I'm not quite sure, but what I know that is this year we've seen a completely different game from Reed.
Yeah, he's a player.
I don't know whether it's just maturity. Tim Sheens used to always say, you're not a real true first grade until you've played 40 or 50 games, and then you get it.
Yep.
Has he hit that point where he just gets it?
Afternoon, gents. Gutho is a number one. If Gutho had the speed of Paps or Teddy, he is the best number one in the game. But he doesn't. D. Brown is the perfect fit for Moses, as Moses needs to be the chief playmaker. Sorry, boys, but this spine is good enough to win a comp. Cheers, Webby. Webby, appreciate your opinion. That's
Definitely good enough to win the comp. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not many. And the thing we haven't mentioned is, to win a competition, you need a world-class finisher. And they've most certainly got that.
Can I say that with Dylan Brown? I'm a big fan of Dylan Brown. Still really early on in his career. I still think he second-guesses himself in when to take the line on, when not to take the line on, when I'm going to take the line on, do I take it on at speed?
I don't like the balance of those two.
Yeah, so... Again, it comes back to how many NRL games has he played? Does he really truly understand what his overall role is when you're in the heat of the battle and you're still learning? I think he's still in that phase at the moment. Dylan Brown, and when he gets it, he will be something special.
This is what's brewing thanks to Four Pines. As Sugar, I've been saying, Gutho at 5'8", Dill Brown, number 14, Jordan Rankin at number 1. Rankin is a very good footballer who sets up play, has speed, and is very good goal kicker as well. Rankin could also swap with Gutho through the game if necessary. Michael from Bond Beach. Yes, there you go. And just to note as well, Eels only have 3 wins over the Roosters in the last decade. This is driver Joel and Fletcher, thanks to Four Pines. Coming up next to preview the grand finals in the rugby, it is Andrew Swain from Stan Sport and Chris Nelson to give us a few tips from SEN Track.